Let's talk about online dating. Online dating is increasing in popularity. In 2022, there were 366 million online dating service users worldwide, and the online dating industry generated $2.86 billion, according to Statista.com. Today, we're going to talk about who is dating online, why they are doing it, and of course, we'll talk about some of the problems that can arise when you look for love on the internet. If you're a character in a romantic comedy, then meeting the love of your life is simple. The basic formula is that you bump into somebody who is attractive and approximately your age, which causes them to drop whatever they're holding. Then as you help them pick it up, your eyes meet, and you both realize that it's love at first sight. In reality, meeting a romantic partner is usually more effortful and arguably less cute. This is where online dating comes in. Who is using online dating apps the most? In a survey done by the Pew Research Center in 2022, 3 in 10 American adults said that they have used a dating app at some point in their lives. This number is greater for people who are under 30, 53%, compared to Americans who are over 65 years old, 13%. Also, men are more likely to use online dating apps than women. By the way, both of these trends are also seen in European countries such as Italy, Spain, Germany, France, and the UK, according to research done in 2021 by ComScore. The Pew survey also found that lesbian, gay, and bisexual Americans used online dating much more than straight Americans, 51% versus 28%. A person's education, race, or community, which is rural versus suburban, did not have as big of an impact on their likelihood to date online. What are the pros and cons of online dating? Well, a big pro would be that you have a bigger dating pool. With the internet, you can access way more single people than you would during the course of your regular day. This larger dating pool certainly increases your odds of finding a good match. Another pro of online dating is that it's easier to detect deal breakers. With online dating, users can read people's dating profiles ahead of time to see if there are any major deal breakers, and if so, they can weed those people out immediately. Some examples of deal breakers include lifestyle deal breakers, such as whether someone has or wants children, meat eaters versus vegetarians or vegans, active versus sedentary, or whether someone wants to settle down versus just have fun and date. Then there are physical deal breakers such as height, age, if someone's able-bodied, quote-unquote, versus disabled, fitness level, hair or baldness, tattoos, race or ethnicity, and sexual orientation. There are also political and religious deal breakers such as if someone's liberal versus conservative, if someone's religious versus atheist or agnostic. And there are financial deal breakers like income, housing situation, amount of debt. And then there are just some random deal breakers that you hear about. One of them is poor grammar, and another one is cringy profile pictures. Guys showing their six-pack abs in the bathroom mirror. Guys holding dead animals. Or pictures where the ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend is clearly cropped out of the photo. Another pro is you can Google stalk a person before you meet them. Many people feel more comfortable if they can Google stalk someone before going out on a first date with them. There's a lot you can find out about people when you Google stalk them. Is this person who they say they are? Is this person telling the truth about their employment? Is this person lying about their marital status? Does this person have a criminal history? It's important to spot these red flags as soon as possible. Another pro of online dating is it is helpful when you're looking for something specific. Have you always dreamt of marrying a Canadian? You can check out MapleMatch.com. Do you only want to marry someone who's Jewish? Go to JDate.com. Do you want to date someone who is neurodiverse or who has a medical disability? Sure, sign up with DisabilityMatch.com. What if you're a guy who's obsessed with Christian techno music and you want to find a woman who shares your same passion? Yes, even that. You can use the site plentyoffish.com. There is something for everyone on the internet, especially if you are open to the idea of having a long-distance relationship. As for the LGBTQIA+ community, most of the mainstream dating sites will work just fine, but there are definitely dating sites out there that cater to this community, such as Men Nation, Her, and Lex. What are the cons of online dating? The first con I can think of is too many choices. I once heard my sister refer to a dating website as the people store because if you don't like someone right away, you can just return them and try the next person. While this could be a good thing to weed out people who have red flags, it can also enable people to give up on someone too early. Sometimes the best relationships are not the ones that start out as a colpo di fulmine. They're the ones in which your affection grows over time. Another con is dishonesty. It's easier to lie to someone on the internet than to lie to someone in person. People may use profile pictures that were taken many years ago or ones that have been heavily altered. People may make their jobs sound more prestigious than they are. People may lie about how tall they are or their age. People may leave out important details about their life, such as whether they have kids. An extreme example of dishonesty with regard to online dating is catfishing. Ugh, no good. Another con is harassment. Online dating, unfortunately, can expose you to harassment. Someone might send you unwanted sexual comments or pictures. Someone might feel rejected after a bad date and respond by sending that person mean or threatening messages. And another con is online dating fatigue. Many people feel like they're constantly swiping through dating profiles at all hours of the day, at work, before they go to bed at night, as soon as they wake up in the morning. This can create a sense of fatigue, especially for people who have been on the apps for a long time. There are also people who are sick of having negative dating experiences, such as being ghosted or being stood up. Adesso ho qualche domanda per te. Do you use online dating apps? If so, which ones do you use? Which ones are popular in your area? What are your deal breakers when it comes to dating somebody? I would also love to know which vocabulary words from today's text are new to you. Fammi sapere nei commenti. Ciao amici!